Hey everyone, this is Sean Yurt-Curran. You've heard me on WYAB on the radio, and you can also catch me on the new Hulu series, Death in the Dorms, Season 2. I just wanted to introduce you all to my law firm, the Yurt-Curran Law Firm. I'm located over in Fondren on Mill Street in Jackson, Mississippi. I've got over 18 years of law practice under my belt, including a decade as a felony prosecutor in Hinds County and at the Mississippi Attorney General's Office. I spent all those years putting bad guys away. Now let me help keep you out. You can call me anytime at 601-906-909. For a consultation, or just if you want to talk about something about your case. I'm committed to helping you navigate the complexities of the legal system, which I know can be difficult and confusing and downright scary at times. Let me help you use my experience to explain the system to you and how it works and how I can best help you. You can call me again at 601-906-9094 to discuss any of this and any of your worries. Trust me to handle your defense where it is going to be my priority and your future will be my focus.
Boom, shakalaka boom. We are live. Rubber ducky, shucky ducky. It is a wet. What day of the week is it? Tuesday after those storms that came through last night and still lingering around this morning. Man, did we get some rain last night? Some winds, some potential tornadoes. Goodness gracious. You've tuned in to the Clay Edwards Show. I'm, of course, Clay Edwards. We are, in fact, live here on 103.9 FM WYAB. We're streaming worldwide at the link in the comments at WYAB.com. Just click on there and hit the listen live button. That's what I always say when I share the show on Facebook. Link in comments. I'm sure Facebook has caught on to that. They don't like you sharing links to take people off the website. Neither does X, for that matter. Neither do any of the sites. They don't like external links. They want you to stay on the website. So we always put the link in the comments. Anyway. Whew. Man. Watkins Construction and Roofing. If you got a leak, today's the day to call them. You think you possibly got some wind damage last night. Today is the day to be going to No More Drip. Make sure I got that new website right. No, I know WatkinsConstructionInc.com, but they have another one that they've been promoting in their ads. No More Leak or Drip.com. No More, let's try Leak.com. Got a big show planned for you guys. It is not NoMoreLeak.com. Just go to WatkinsConstructionInc.com and I will effort the new website address. I know that one will get you where you're going. Give them a shout. They're going to come out and do a complimentary roof assessment and decide what you may or may not need. Maybe you just got a spot that needs fixed. Maybe you got a whole roof that needs to be replaced. They're going to work with your insurance company the entire step of the way. They're going to be professional, courteous, and be in contact with you the entire step of the way. That's Watkins Construction and Roofing, your hometown roof repair specialist right here in Central Mississippi, operating statewide and in Alabama. All right. Woke up this morning. I saw something that made me think death by diversity. I was not planning on talking about this, but hey, here we go. A ship cruised right on into a bridge in Baltimore last night. I'm watching the video. Thank you, Corey, for tagging me in this video here. Something happened to this ship. I don't know if they cut it off. They did something. Power got lost. I'm watching the video breakdown. It plows dead into. You have multiple power failures as it hit dead into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. And, bro, this thing collapsed like a stack of dominoes falling down from both ends at the same time and meeting in the middle. I have never seen anything like it. Of course, there ain't been too many bridge collapses in our lifetime. There was a crew of construction, there was about 20 construction workers up on the bridge working. There were 7 or 8 cars that fell into the bridge, maybe 12. I can't remember the exact number. But it's just as I watch this and I see the anticipation, knowing what's about to happen, I'm watching these headlights zoom across the bridge. And what it really makes me think is that Easter week here and Christ is King is it just was not those people's time to go that got across the bridge before it fell. Like, I'm just watching the headlights like, oh, man, they didn't make it. Terrible situation. But just, you can't help but wonder, you know, a city like Baltimore, there was a big report that came out earlier in the week that they can't even afford their police department. $22 million in cuts, I think I saw. Some of the largest precincts in the city. Only three officers on duty. Makes you wonder. Makes you wonder, could they have spent some money? Could they have spent less money on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs? On Black Lives Matter? Painting the streets? Could they have maybe shored up the post that the bridge is up on? The foundations that the bridge is built on? Could they have done a little more to work on their infrastructure of that bridge? You know, a lot of bridges get hit all the time. Mississippi River Bridge gets bumped into all the time. Not necessarily head on as such. It's just a question. You know, when you shift from reality, from doing things that make sense to doing things that don't make sense, like diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, and firing your whole police department in a city that's a Democrat death culture hellscape, just like the one that we are in proximity of in Jackson, Mississippi, the overwhelming majority of it, I would say 90% of Jackson is Democrat death culture hellscape. I don't think that's an understatement at all, or I don't think that's being hyperbolic at all. Yeah. When a term like the good part of Jackson even exists, it tells you that the overwhelming majority of it ain't. Yeah, that's y'all's little phrase, not mine. I chuckle at that. So, you can see that. I've shared it. I made a video about it this morning on my TikTok before I left the house. It's all on my Twitter. Go to @SaveJXN. You can probably just log on to X or Twitter, whatever, and them changing the name of Twitter has overly complicated this thing way too much. Anyway, the social media network formerly known as Twitter, you can probably just log on and it's going to be the first thing you see. Something, it almost looks intentional. I'm just going to put that out there. I know our top of the hour, CBS News here, because they've never been one to paint a narrative a certain direction. They said no terrorism suspected. I don't know. It looks like terrorism to me. But that's just me. I don't know. Don't pay no attention. I'm just a crazy person with a radio show. Let's shift gears. Coming up in hour two, we got a great guest. He's authored several books, The Practical MBA on Economics, What They Do and Don't Teach You at Business School, and The Guerrilla Guide for Entrepreneurs. But the topic we're going to be discussing today is the cost of wokeism. I'm really excited about this. It's going to be hour two. Joe Gulasarian. I booked this thing via email, so I'm winging it on his last name here. Gulasarian. I hope that's right, but that's going to be hour two. We may get into a little bit of the AI and the future of propaganda as well. These are topics I thought you guys might find interesting, especially the cost of wokeism. Could the bridge collapse be the cost of wokeism? Could the captain of the ship have been a diversity hire? Is it death by diversity? I mean, I'm not, I probably sound like a conspiracy theorist asking these questions, but after the last few years, after what we've seen go on at Boeing, after the bridge collapse in Florida, the walking bridge down there, is any of it outside the realm of possibility anymore? Are they killing us with diversity? I say the answer is 100% yes. No, can I prove it yet? No. But I don't, like I say, I don't think it's too much of a stretch. Let's go to Daddy Trump. Of course, you know, no sooner than I got off the air yesterday. No sooner than I got off the air, Daddy Trump scored a big old W. Well, if that's what you want to call a W. His bond to keep his property from being stolen from him by the Democrats. And we're going to talk about P. Diddy this morning, too, I promise. Diddy, the Black Epstein. We're going to talk about that this morning, too. Got a lot of video of him. Big Joe Biden supporter. Donald Trump only had to pay $175 million to keep his building. And Big Daddy Don just throws all of it on the table. And they're like, Don, how are you going to pay for that bond? What do y'all think Big Daddy said? I got it right here in case you wondered. Big Daddy said, I'm a cash money millionaire. Let's hear him say it himself.
Thank you very much.
What's your collateral for the bond?
Cash.
Is your money?
Cash.
One last time. Cash. I mean, on the same day, I'm sorry, just one day after, I love this. To me, this is why I do this. This is why I get up and I live on the internet and I do this radio show and I just love just to salt the libs. This is why I do all this. The day after... Guys, we won. Conservatives. I don't really, not you rhino Republicans. Y'all suck. But conservatives, America First conservatives, patriots, you get to take a victory lap this morning. You roll your window down, throw a bird at somebody beside you at the red light, and just tell them because we're number one. A day after the Biden administration. They're so stupid. Decided to launch a new campaign and give Trump a new nickname. Broke Don. The day after they called him Broke Don, he had the greatest single financial day of his life. And he's now worth $6.5 billion. And he's one of the 500 richest men in the world. If that's being broke, sign me up today. We actually have a little, I've got some audio, some exclusive audio to the Clay Edwards Show of liberals losing their minds when they found out that Trump became one of the top 500 richest people on earth the day after they swore he was broke Don. This is what it sounds like down at the Jackson Free Press office. Mississippi Today. Mississippi Free Press. I'm pretty sure I see Ashton Pittman here. I guess that's what the walls closing in sound like. Let's take a break. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment, guys, brought to you by somebody you may, in fact, need today. I like having a wide array of advertisers, kind of move them in, move them around on days that you may find them more useful than others. We talked about Watkins Construction and Roofing to open the show. Now, you just heard the commercial. Advanced Tree Care. I'd be shocked if some of y'all didn't have a dead tree fall down in your yard yesterday. Maybe not even a dead one. those kind of winds, that kind of rain, as many dead trees as we got out there, one phone number. All you got to remember, 601-455-TREE. 601-455-TREE. They are a licensed tree surgeon for 40-plus years, licensed, bonded, insured right here in central Mississippi. They're going to go out on a limb for you, and they're going to attack the trees that most guys walk away from. They can do it all. They specialize in proper pruning and trimming. They offer tree removal, tree pruning, tree cabling, brush and debris haul off, stump grinding, lot clearing, and, of course, storm work cleanup. You got a bunch of debris in the yard, let them bring in a rollback dumpster, let them get it cleaned up for you. Boom. All good. They got you taken care of from every aspect of tree service to debris removal. That is Advanced Tree Care. One call away. 601-455-TREE. Let's keep on going down this LOL Democrats theme we have this morning. Again, one day before Donald Trump had the best financial day of his life, one day after his bond got lowered from $500 million to $175 million, the Biden administration rolled out a new nickname for Don, called him Broke Don. Broke Don. God. What 5-year-old is in charge over there? Are Democrats just embarrassed yet? Are y'all embarrassed? We're going to get to P. Diddy, too, real soon. But first, we're going to talk about Joy Reid with her MAGA mop on top of her head, trying to look like Donald Trump. She 2 days ago, she got on the MSNBC talking about Trump is broke, begging for money. And then, of course, yesterday, Trump's worth $6.5 billion, one of the 500 richest men in the world. Let's listen to Joy do what she does best, make an absolute fool of herself.
We begin tonight with some cold, hard facts. Donald John Trump is broke and begging for money. He owes New York State roughly $454 million, and the deadline to put up a bond if he wants to appeal or a deposit on the debt is Monday. If he fails to do so, New York Attorney General Letitia James can move in on Trump's bank accounts or real estate. His lawyers, paid for by the RNC, are telling the court that he doesn't have the money, which leads us to another fact. Trump has for decades lied about his wealth and about the valuation of his properties. He also has a history of not paying back his loans. And so most self-respecting financial institutions and wealthy individuals don't want to take a chance on him. Too risky.
All lies. All lies. Donald Trump, don't lie. He's a man of God. He's a conservative, so you know that to be true. He's not a Democrat, so you know he don't lie. And again, I didn't say he was a Republican. I said he's a conservative. We conservatives don't lie. We ain't Democrats. Filthy. Skank. She's a skank. The fact they pay her. They should hire me to be her antithesis. I'd have that skank pulling that weave off her head so fast she wouldn't know what to do. She'd be looking like Jada Pinkett after the first episode. You put me on the other side of that desk. She already looks like Jada Pinkett anyway. We know that's a mop on her head. Skank. Somebody clip that out, send it to her. There's nothing I love more than making them mad. I mean, just like hair on fire. They've been trying to cancel me since I got started. It's a little harder to do now. Listen, I'm just make sure there ain't nothing else I want to mention on this Trump stuff, because I want to soak it in. Oh, actually, I do have a video here. Just one more. Y'all bear with me. Where did I put that one? Oh, I got a video of their maybe it's on my profile here. Maybe I just retweeted it. Some stuff I retweet, some stuff I save to my what you call it, my folder. Oh yes, this is it right here. Y'all, pull out a cup, and we're about to drink some liberal tears. Oh, this is so good. This is the former New York Assistant Attorney General coping so hard on Trump's reduced bond. He said, "This is so infuriating. I don't even know what to do. I don't even know if I care what the process is. This is an absolute travesty." I want to do the voice there because I want y'all to understand what he looks like and what he most likely is. This is Tristan Snell, former New York Assistant Attorney General, throwing what can only be described as a hissy fit.
"I don't even know what to do. I don't even know if I care what the process is that these judges are arriving at. Whatever it is, it's flawed.
I don't even care what the process is.
I can tell you that much. I mean, David put it well. This is a different process for this person. We have decided that he gets his own private court of justice. He has a private plane. He has private clubs that he lives in. You know, apparently, you know, he basically fashioned himself his own private militia to try to take over the Capitol. You know, now he's getting his own private system of justice. This is an absolute travesty. It would not happen for anybody else. Anybody else, it would be like, sorry, buddy, you lost. Pay up. For him, he gets his own set of rules."
Oh, man. Salt tastes so good. Well, any of y'all that ever thought I was like shifting towards the middle on some things because I enjoy good conversation? No, sir. The far right's back. We're winning. Let's talk about Diddy. I was doing a live stream yesterday, and we got some breaking news that Diddy's homes were being raided. If you don't know who Diddy is, he allegedly had Tupac killed, paid the Crips to do it, or the Bloods, or one of the gangs in L.A. to do it. Didn't give them all the money, so they came back and killed Biggie, allegedly, during the East Coast-West Coast rap battle of the 90s. Puff Daddy. He got that song that they love to play at people's funerals. The remix of I'll Be Missing You by Sting. Or the Police, or whichever one. Anyway. Cat Williams came out a few months ago and made a bold prediction. By the way, I would love y'all's comments and y'all's intake on this stuff. The Guns and Gear text line, I hadn't mentioned it this morning, 769-241-1944. 769-241-1944. And, of course, I'm available on all my social media platforms. If you follow me there, send me a message there. At me on Twitter, X, whatever. Here's Cat Williams on Shannon Sharpe's podcast a couple months ago. I'm going to have to keep my finger on the dump button over here because I think there's some stuff on here that may not need to go on air, but we're going to wing it anyway because, hey, breaking rules when necessary is kind of what I do. This is Cat Williams predicting what was going to happen yesterday.
"Now, I've had to turn down $50 million four times. Four times, just to protect my integrity and that virgin hole I was telling you about." "Right. Because P. Diddy be wanting a body. And you got to tell him no. You got to tell him no.
Come on.
I did. I did. See, I got the receipts for everything I'm telling you. That's why I can say them so freely."
Kid, I need another one. You here, get you another one.
Thank you, sir.
Got to protect that hole. Sorry if y'all had kids in the car. That was actually a different clip than I was anticipating. But more of the story. There's another one. Anyway, I'll find it during the break. There's another one of Kat straight calling out and said that all this stuff is going to end in 2024. All these pedophiles, all these sex traffickers that are involved in Hollywood, it was all going to end for them in 2024, and Diddy was the first name he said. And man, can we change Cat Williams' name to Catstradamus? We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to peel this onion back. Is Diddy the new OJ? The Black Epstein? Allegedly. We'll be right back. This is the Clay Edwards Show. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Hey guys, Stonington Farm grass-fed beef. They'll be back up here in a couple weeks. I would guess next Friday, if my calendar is correct. Get some of that grass-fed difference. 100% grass-fed, 100% grass-finished, mRNA-free, antibiotic-free, steroid-free, Mississippi-raised grass-fed beef. Whether you get a single pound of hamburger meat, a single steak, or you want to go ahead and make the commitment and get the whole dang cow, they got you covered at Stonington Farm. And hey, I'm going to tell you, don't sleep on the bone broth. Great source of protein, great for cooking with. It's a good additive. Do one of the Mississippi pot roast and pour some of that in there. You can also get the pot roast from them. Check them out online, stoningtonfarm.com, Stonington with two M's, farm.com. Click view our cuts. It'll have all the pricing there. You'll see a phone number. You'll call Miss Katie Stonington. You're going to talk to the owner yourself, and you're going to be able to ask any questions and get any answers you may want. And get excited, because you're going to get to experience the grass-fed difference, and there is, in fact, a difference. Stonington Farms, Mississippi raised, grass-fed beef. All right, let's jump back into the P. Diddy stuff here. But let's see here. All right, so let's jump back into the P. Diddy stuff. Lindsay texted in on the Guns and Gear text line, and we are on the same thought process here. She says, question of the day, what was Diddy about to expose? What was he capable of exposing, or who did he tell he was no longer going to play to? See, I don't think that's what it is. Well, none of that surprises me. Now, she could be 100% correct there. The angle I think happened here is the Trump curse got old Doo-Wah Diddy. The Trump curse got him, and you know what was funny is it also happened on the very day, the anniversary of Biggie's posthumous album, Life After Death. Karma's real, guys. Diddy allegedly got Biggie killed. It wasn't on purpose. He didn't kill his golden goose, but his alleged failed payment to the gang there in L.A. that killed Pac got Biggie killed. Then he released Biggie's album, Life After Death, posthumously, of course. Great album, if you're a hip-hop fan. So that's back when hip-hop was good, when they actually rapped, not mumbled. So what, 30 years later to the day, something like that? Diddy gets raided on sex trafficking charges. But I think it's a little bit of that. I think it's a little bit of the Trump curse got him. And I think, frankly, the Democrats, and I'm going to play some video here at P. Diddy in a second. The Democrats don't have a money laundering scheme right now. The DNC. The Democrats do. It's called Ukraine. The DNC had Black Lives Matter in 2020. They were able to funnel all that money through that to pay for their election, what's the word I want to use here? Fortification plan. their election fortification plan. They don't have that in place right now, so they're having to go to some of these billionaires they've created that they have compromising information on. We're going to find out who was on that Epstein list, because they're going to start falling off one by one, and their wealth is going to be transferred in some form or fashion to the DNC to fortify this upcoming election. Yeah, get your tinfoil hats on. When was the last time we were wrong? Pick your enemies wisely, Patrick Bet David once said. P. Diddy, in fact, did not pick his enemies wisely. Here he is saying that white men like me and Trump need to be abolished.
If this man is elected, we're not standing by no more getting killed. We're not scared of anybody standing up and standing by. We're on the verge of a race war.
Sorry, what it says here, Sean Diddy Combs has strong words for President Trump. Forgot they had that little interlude in there.
White men like Trump need to be banished.
Banished, not abolished. Same thing. Same thing. White men like Trump and Clay Edwards need to be banished. But it looks like P. Diddy just got banished. Black pedophiles, allegedly, like Diddy, need to be banished.
That way of thinking is real dangerous. Mm-hmm. When you look at it, we don't have no choice. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can say what you want about Biden. I can't say I love the pick either. But hey, we got to get him in office. Mm-hmm. And then we got to hold him accountable.
Hey, we were told that if we don't get behind Biden, they're going to show these pictures and videos of us behind kids, allegedly. That's what that sounded like. That sounded like he was reading a hostage letter. Trump curse. It's undefeated. It came back. It got Diddy on the same day that Trump made the most money he's ever made in a single day. On the same day that Trump became one of the 500 richest men in the world. On the same day he pimp slapped Letitia James in New York. And only, air quotes in the studio, shout out to Mike Madison, only had to pay $175 million, not a half billion. Now, look, if I owe somebody $500 and we settled for $175, I'd be dancing out in the rain. I want to bring that down to a number I can relate to. Or maybe even a better version. If I owe somebody five stacks, as Fannie Willis would say, and all I got to give them is $17.50. Well, they're my people. You're invited to the barbecue now. Thank you, dog. I'm still running in the rain, dancing, shouting, save that money. So I can only imagine how excited Trump was. You want to talk about a win? Go from a half billion with a B to $175 million with an M. That's a good day at the office, even though it's still highway robbery. He shouldn't have to give him $1.75. But it is what it is. That's the world we live in. When you go after the deep state, they come after you. And look, I'm going to tell y'all, I said this on my live stream yesterday. Y'all need to go watch it if you get some downtime today. Between listening to our other local host here, Jameson, Kim, if you got some downtime after lunch, it's on the podcast, it's on my YouTube, it's on my Facebook. I talked about this very thing, played a bunch of the same videos, but I said, well, and I know I've said this a good bit, and I do believe it's true. Now, there's some broke black men out there, and I don't mean financially broke. I mean spiritually broke black men out there who are just never going to vote for Trump. They're so entrenched into the plantation. A lot of them in Jackson, Mississippi. I call it the woke Jackson crowd. They're just so entrenched into it, into the matriarchy. They weren't raised with a father in the house. They don't understand what being a man is, what dripping testosterone is. They ain't never going to vote for Trump. There's a lot of good, strong black men out there that are turning the corner, that are seeing what's happening, and they're saying, we ain't going to take this no more. And look, I'm always going to be, and I used to hear the phrase, you're treating us like we're black. And I used to think, man, we ain't treated black people bad. Not in my lifetime. But now I have black people who I love and trust and I respect their opinions telling me, Clay, this is what we've been talking about. When we say this is how they treat black men. What they're doing to Donald Trump, that's how they treated black men. Now I see it. And I have to admit right here on the radio, I've been wrong about some of the things, some of my thoughts, some of my opinions. Because if what they're doing to Trump is how we treated black men, we do owe y'all an apology. Let's take a call real quick. Hey, you're on there. Hello? Can't do that. Call or try calling back. We had a bad line. Let's take a break. Come back. We'll end the hour with a little longer segment. Maybe a call. Back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by Reliable Rental Equipment. Go see my buddy Steve and the team over there today on Meadowbrook Road, right there at North State Street. Hey, look, Rollback Dumpsters, they're 50% off right now. And I believe free delivery within 10 miles. You need to call and confirm that with them. And, hey, you need a crew to clean it up, whatever your mess may be. Maybe it's storm debris. Maybe it's a renovation project. Maybe it's new construction cleanup, whatever. They got you covered. They can drop off just the dumpster, or they can supply the work crew as well. Hey, heavy equipment rental needs, backhoes, bulldozers, lifts, any of that stuff, trackhoes, they got it all. Don't know how to operate it? You can rent an operator at daily rates from Reliable Rental Equipment. They sell golf carts, side-by-sides, and more. They got your big mowers, the turn, you know, zero turn mowers. So I'm having a brain fart there. They got your zero turn mowers, weed eaters, blowers, and more. They got it all right there at Reliable Rental Equipment. A couple of the other things they have real quick: Taylor outdoor lighting, gas powered. Of course, they got all your lift, scissor, telehandler, articulating booms, towable electric booms, forklifts, ride on and stand on, dozers. Of course, they got your generators. You already know that. Some of the smaller stuff they have that you may not think of, that you may only need once, so you rent it instead of buy it: concrete buggy, stump grinder, trenchers, walk behind concrete saw, a 70-pound brake hammer, a 0-gallon heater pressure washer trail. I don't know what that is, but it's on the list. If you know what you need, you'll know it when you hear it, right? Of course, they got your excavators, your skid steers, your mini skid steers, and more. Check them out online, reliablerentalequipment.com. You know, I harp about it a lot, but man, locally owned, locally operated in Jackson, Mississippi. Let's take a call. Hey, thank you for staying on hold. You got about a minute and a half.
Hey, man, this is Buddy.
Hey, Buddy.
Look, this deal with P. Diddy, isn't what he called for sedition? Isn't this some of what they're trying to say?
Yeah.
President Trump did on the 6th of January?
I mean, he threatened a race war.
He's calling for a race war, a civil war. I'm not saying they're giving him pass because he's black. They're giving him pass because he's a Democrat.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Because, Keith, they're giving him a pass because they have pictures and videos of him in compromising positions, allegedly, and he's doing what he's been told to do.
Well, can I run off on a tangent? Did you hear James Carville when he called for a Wentworth operation against President Trump? And that's calling for an assassination. And he's walking around free.
Well, I've said it once, I'll say it again. If it wasn't for double standards, Democrats would have none, buddy.
Well, let me call them what they are. They're demon-infested crap heads. How about that?
I like it. I agree 100%. But
you know, you got to be demon-possessed to be a Democrat. That's my feeling.
Amen, buddy. And, I got to take my break, brother. Thank you so much.
All right, you take it. Hey, I enjoy the show, brother. Take care.
Love it. Thanks, brother. All right, we'll be right back, top of the hour, with our guest, The Cost of Wokeism. Boom, shakalaka boom. It's hour two of The Realest Show on Radio. This is The Clay Edwards Show. I'm, of course, Clay Edwards, unless the body snatchers have got me. Get away from me, P. Diddy. Get away from me. No, not that hole. You tuned in into the, sorry, thought I saw P. Diddy behind me. You tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. Whew. This segment brought to you by, that was a close one. Saw a shadow. The segment brought to you, I probably shouldn't read a sponsor's ad after that, but hey, breaking rules when necessary. Pure Air Consultants, they're celebrating their 20th anniversary of delivering exceptional heating and cooling systems to Central Mississippi. And they want to offer you a rare gift, a free labor warranty for 5 years. Are you tired of expensive heating, furnace repairs, or high utility bills? Specialties at Pure Air Consultants include fixing anything and everything involved with your HVAC, heating, or cooling. It's about to get warm outside. I'm already down to sleeping. I've got to break this habit. I am sleeping with the air conditioner on 62 degrees in my house. And I live by myself, by the way, most of the time. And I just made a $300 power bill yesterday. And it is only March. I may have to move my bedroom to the living room or figure out a way to get some more air back there. Maybe I need to call Pure Air Consultants and get another vent ran back there. Anyway, they got you covered. They're going to extend you a 5-year labor warranty as well. They have financing available. MyPureAirConsultants.com to contact them. That's MyPureAirConsultants.com. They use Rheem equipment. That's Rheem, a new degree of comfort. All right, guys, I don't do a whole lot of guests that I don't personally know. We don't do a lot of call-ins, but every now and then you get the opportunity to interview smart people. And when you get a chance to talk to smart people, you try to make it a point to listen to what they have to say. We got author Joel Gusarian. He wrote a book called The Practical MBA on Economics, What They Do and Don't Teach You at Business School, and The Guerrilla Guide for Entrepreneurs. And today we're going to talk about the cost of wokeism and AI and the future of propaganda. Joe, you there, brother?
I'm there. I'm here, and thank you for having me on your show, Clay.
Mate, well, thank you for getting up and doing some morning radio with me. How are you doing today?
Very good. It's a fine morning.
Well, look, tell people a little bit about yourself, and let's get the ball rolling, man. I would love to really jump into the cost of wokeism as our first topic.
Oh, you want to get into wokeism? Okay. You better sit at the edge of your seat for this one. I am an entrepreneur. I'm in the health and beauty care industry. I've worked as a professor, and I've published two books, the last one was the Practical MBA on Economics. And the current one that should be out this summer is called The Guerrilla Guide for Entrepreneurs. So in that book, I combined all my business experience and put it together with some academic and mashed it. And I worked as a professor for about 2.5 years in college.
Let me interrupt you for one second. Yeah, The Guerrilla Guide to Entrepreneur. I love that. That's what I owned nightclubs, and I'm just a self-promoter, kind of the P.T. Barnum of Jackson, Mississippi, so to say. And I've always referred to it as guerrilla marketing and really having to get out there, break the mold, become a brand, all that type stuff. I've always referred to what I do as guerrilla marketing, so I find the title of that next book very intriguing.
Oh, cool. Glad you like that. Yeah, it's a little bit, but just putting the finishing touches. It's written, but pain of editing is the toughest part of creating any book, I've always found. So, yeah, so there we are. We're doing stuff, and I'm on your station with you. And where do you want to start? Do you want to start on artificial intelligence and unemployment and universal basic income and the... You tell me. And
You said you did some homework and got your stuff ready. Whatever order you're ready to go in, I'm ready.
Sure. Okay. Well, I wanted to touch, if you allow me, on artificial intelligence, its effects on unemployment, universal basic income, and I'm sure these words have been used because, and, you know, its implications for the end of individual freedom and democracy as we know it. And I'm just going to go through a few things here off the top of my head. 21% of Americans receive some form of welfare, housing, food stamps, Medicare, so on and so forth. So there's some form of association with government and some of the programs. I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm not going to be judgmental there.
70% of the people that live in Jackson, Mississippi, where we're based out of, 70%, this was 10 years ago, 70% are on some type of government assistance or another.
Yes, and that's not a long-term sustainability for a healthy community, long-term. And look, we understand people need help sometimes, and that's what we're there. We're all humans, and we're a good community, and so on and so forth. But when you're going to add this up, you've got 21% overall, I'm just going to go nationally, that receive some type of government interface here. There's also 14% of the American workforce, approximately 22 million people, work for the government. So what I'm trying to get at is if I'm trying to run for office and I'm, you know, Joe, whoever, and, well, that's my name, but off the top of my head, I've got 21 and 14% of the votes. I've got 35% there. More than likely, if I give them if I give them something for nothing, they're going to vote for me. But it gets a little bit better. The best experts that I've spoken to and the best research I've done is you're going to look at anywhere from 30 to 40% of jobs will disappear due to artificial intelligence. And that's a bold statement, but that statement needs to be facilitated. For example, driving accounts for 12% of employment. Retail sales workers are close, and driving meaning 16 million people, either through Uber, your trucks, your construction, so on and so forth. So artificial intelligence will park your trucks a lot better than we can as humans. Then retail workers are the next ones. Even if you studied computer, and specifically you had an advanced degree in mathematics, that's 4.9 people. Their jobs are in danger. If you're a junior attorney, in the old days, you know, you could bill out at $250 for your junior attorney. They just started out in your firm, and they're, you know, apprentices, for lack of a better word. And you pay them $25-$30. So if you worked, let's say, on a court case to prepare for the senior attorney for 30-40 hours, you could get maybe a $6,000-$8,000 billing. That can be done on AI in about a minute. Then you get an attorney to massage it for a couple of hours. So that's going to affect junior attorneys.
Yeah, I heard that. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I hate to interrupt, but I like to have conversations more so than just listen.
Sure.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said the exact same thing. They said it's not going to take too much longer to upload every court case in history, and then you're going to have an AI judge too, and they're just going to be like, okay, this is what happened. Here's the potential outcomes. Here's the outcome for this one, and you could dang near eliminate the need for a large amount of attorneys. I don't want to pick a particular number. I don't know, but it sounds like a lot of your lower end paper pushing types, they're not going to have a need for that. Your entry level guys. And inevitably, that's going to affect the top level. When you quit creating new stars, you're left with nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And especially the articling stage. You know, so today, you know, if you got sued and it was the 15-page lawsuit, you can pump that into AI and say, give me a full solid defense based on all available, and I'm not an attorney, available legal codes that I could use as a defense. And it'll just, you know, knock your brains out. But so I kind of building up in people's minds here and your listeners saying, okay, these are the jobs that are going to be gone. So that's one argument. But then what's going to be happening is when all of these jobs are gone, government will come in, of course, you know, to add to their litany of failures. They're going to go, okay, we've got the holy grail here. We're going to introduce universal basic income. And what it will mean is, you know, all the inequities, we're going to take you away from economic apartheid, and we're going to give you full egalitarianism, meaning equity. Everyone's going to be even because we're going to give people money for staying at home. Work will become a blastus relic on UBI. it'll be sold as the promised land, if you will, and it'll free us from the inconvenience of having purpose in life. And you see, once I put enough people on UBI, the next thing comes on board. You're probably going to ask me, or someone's going to ask me, how are you going to pay for all this? And I've kind of thought that through, too.
Well, people are still going to, the sad thing is, though, we're still going to have everything we have now. We're not, we're still going to have to, there's still going to have to be worker bees. And I guess they'll just be slaves.
Yes, there'll be less worker bees, that's for sure. And I'm not saying it'll take away every job, not just yet. But, you know, we're not on artificial intelligence to the point right now where it can think on its own. It's still programmed. But, I mean, when we start getting into level 4 artificial intelligence, and there's been a lot of professors that have talked about this, it's going to start inferring, meaning it's going to start thinking on its own. We're not at that stage. And I don't even want to go there because that could be, oh, quite interesting. So what will then happen is government will jump in. Who do we tax? And you're seeing it right now in Silicon Valley. It's basically they're oligarchs in Silicon Valley. And you're seeing it in Wall Street as well. And what they'll do is they'll turn around, we're going to tax those darn greedy trillion-dollar corporations. You mean, Clay, the ones that turn around and give us our donor funds for so we can get elected? Yes, those ones there. So they will pit the underclass against the large corporations, and we're going to tax those corporations. So the corporations, the large ones, we're talking the Googles of the world and so forth, will get taxed heavily, relatively speaking. But in turn of that, what they'll get is they'll have monopoly financial power. So they'll have higher profitability. You tax them, and you placate the plebeians, if you will, and just give them universal basic income. They can watch a bit of Netflix, drink whatever they want, watch, I don't know, Godzilla versus Bambi, you know, I don't know, whatever's on television there.
You'll own nothing, and you'll be happy.
You'll be happy, just like in the Roman Colosseum. After you fought in the military, near, you know, you would be given some coins, and you could watch the gladiators fight with the lions and so on and so forth.
Well, you know, we got a sample of this during COVID. Clearly, I remember working at the car dealership I was at, and the owner came to us. It was at the beginning. He was like, "Hey, look, I understand if some of you guys don't want to work, if you're scared, if you're whatever." Some guys chose to go home. I stayed, really only made a couple hundred extra bucks a week to stay versus just sitting at home and maybe exploring entrepreneurial avenues, which in hindsight, being 2020, I sort of wish I had done. Maybe I would have been moved up the ladder over here faster, but that's neither here nor there. A lot of people, they left the workforce for that universal basic income, and we have not recovered from that. We've seen that this business model, regardless of where the money comes from, it doesn't work because people still need things, and there has to be people to work to give it to them. Who's going to fix the food? Who's going to change the oil? Who's going to build the cars? Who's going to work on our houses? Who's going to do anything? The biggest problem I see online every day and talking to business owners selling advertising, nobody can find people that want to work. One guy I know hired 12 people last week. He's a general contractor. Not one person showed up.
Once you give people free things, you're industrious, and I'm sure you have a lot of people around you that are industrious, and I'm sure you have a lot of listeners that are industrious. You know, we need purpose in life, and work really defines a lot of purpose in our lives, like it or not. So once I get you away and you have no purpose in life, I can mold you the way I want to mold you. And you see, it just like, I don't want to get fancy here, but, you know, once we turn into, you know, we're going to go into wokeism later, but once we turn into this neo-totalitarian state, you know, it's going to deliver its subjects, its citizenries, away from the burdens of freedom. That's too much for them.
Hold that thought. We got to take a commercial break.
Sure.
We'll come back through the break. We have Joe Gilisarian on the phone with us. We are discussing the cost of wokeism and AI, universal basic income. And these are all things, it's a lot of big words. These are all things that are going to be affecting all of us a lot sooner than you may think. We'll be right back on The Clay Edwards Show. The Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by Burgers, Blues, Barbecue. All three locations. Downtown Brandon. right there on West Government Street. Check out the little dive bar, the B3, the huge patio out back, or maybe just a family-friendly restaurant right there. Everything available for to-go and delivery, of course. Hey, also, the Madison location, the Flowood location there at Dogwood, they serve breakfast, too. So you're out riding around this morning, you just got to the office, you're hungry, run on over there. Try the chicken and waffles, the pancakes, the homemade, hand-battered biscuits and fried chicken, the chicken biscuit. Thank me later. BurgersBlues.com for all your delivery information. I think they're available on take-a-break deliveries and, of course, carry out. And they have two food trucks to handle all of your special event needs. And don't forget, catering, they got you covered from 5 to 5,000 people. Burgers, Blues, Barbecue. Three great locations serving you right here in central Mississippi, downtown Madison, Dogwood in Flowood, and downtown Brandon. BurgersBlues.com. All right, man, let's get back to our guest here. We've got Joe Gilisarian discussing the woke economics, basically, and AI and universal basic income. Joe, thank you, brother, for staying on hold there.
How are you doing, Clay?
I'm doing good. I think we kind of left off there at UBI. We're talking about universal basic income and worker bees,
right,
and whatnot.
Right. So the idea is once I bring universal basic income, you're going to have a one-party state. In other words, both parties are going to basically their debate will be how much more can I give and how much more money can I print before I bankrupt the whole scheme. But I was going back to, well, how do we come up with the money? We tax the corporations. So now you have monopoly corporations. You have corporations growing, corporations joining the government at the hip. And we're already seeing this in Silicon Valley, your media in the United States. And I'm not going to go into the MSM right now. It's self-evident what they're doing. And once they get together as part of this cabalotocracy, which I discussed in my economics book, you have the quintessential definition of tyranny and fascism. And there's no example where, you know, they have to be separate. And you're seeing an example of this right now with TikTok. The government is saying, oh, well, we're going to decide who's going to buy it. That's communism. That's state-controlled capitalism. And they're doing exactly the same thing as China does. China has a large government living off the avails of the industrious, meaning people who can produce. Now, you're going to go, what's going to happen to the small companies? Well, a lot of large, they'll still be around, some of them. A lot of large corporations will go, we're not interested in that tiny $50, $100 million or $1 billion industry. Someone else can have it. We'll feed them the scraps. And as long as the small companies go along with the script that's being provided by government and you know, the rest of the cabalotocracy, some of them will thrive. And so, yeah, there we are. That's the scenario I see. And then the next thing that'll come will be simultaneously will be CBDC, which basically is central bank digital currency. And once I put you on that, and I find out...
That's the one that scares me the most. That's the one. That's their electric car. That's their being able to cut you off your Chinese social credit score. That's where they tie all this into one big nice... New World Order circle for us. You said you have wrong think. You went for the wrong. You like Donald Trump. You can't like Donald Trump. You're anti-LGBTQ, or you don't think men should be able to use women's restroom. We're cutting off your income. We're cutting off your Tesla. You can't go nowhere. You're a prisoner. Your smart home technology. We're cutting it all off.
Well, it's going to be like when my dad took the car keys off me when I was a teenager and said, you can't borrow my car. And I got over it eventually. I'm okay now. That was a long time ago. But seriously, though.
I'm still
right.
Angry about
and
it.
And let's say you bought an Alex Jones book, or you particularly bought a book that had that didn't meet the orthodoxies of what people want. And you associate it with the wrong people. These are all social credit scores. And, you know, if you don't comply and I freeze your account. It happened in Canada. I'm in Canada. It happened in Canada. You saw when the truckers came to Ottawa about 2 years ago and they protested the mandates for masks and I think even for vaccines. With no court trials, they seized bank accounts. If you even donated to them, your account was seized. So it's all part of a Kabbalatocracy. It's just a bit too long to get into on this particular show, but it's all interwoven. It's all interwoven. Oh, the MSM is working with government.
I saw yesterday where our government forced YouTube to give them the information of 30,000 different people who viewed a video on YouTube that they didn't like. 30,000 people. Now the federal government knows what video they watched on YouTube. And this is where I go back to this TikTok ban nonsense. Okay, great. We're going to ban TikTok. Yeah. I'm way, way more concerned about the California communists that run big tech than I am China. They've already proven they'll sell us all down the river.
Oh, yeah. They're you know, I don't want to get into it, but, you know, when Elon Musk, there's a few people that are not reading off the script of the Kabbalatocracy. And I think I need to explain the Kabbalatocracy very, very shortly here. And it was in my book. It's the interwoven relationship between government, the intelligence agencies, corporations, Hollywood, media, the World Economic Forum, the WHO, academia, universities. Because, you know, if you're gonna have tyranny or you're gonna have government, what do you really need? You need a monopoly on education, you need a monopoly on propaganda, and they're doing well. So when these forces all come together and you've got some rebels like Elon Musk, every newspaper, and I read Wall Street Journal, some of the other papers, every newspaper has subliminally put inserts to attack Elon Musk. EV car sales have slowed down. Elon Musk has a particular behavioral problem with, you know, taking substances. These kind of things here, because he's not reading off the Kabbalatocracy script. And I'll give you an example. He had to unload over 170 ex-FBI agents that were working at Twitter, X, when he jumped in. So, you know, he's not reading off the script. Donald Trump in his first presidency was not reading off the script. For a while, even it could be argued that RFK is not reading off the script. He wrote a book against the particular vaccine mandates, one which I read. He's not reading off the script. So, you know, we can go on with many more people. You know, you must read off the script. You must be part of the orthodoxy or you'll have to be punished.
That's clearly what's going on. I mean, they are punishing Elon. You know, that's why this TikTok thing is a backdoor way to ban, to force Elon to sell X, too. That's the language in that thing. They could say it isn't. I read it. That's clearly the language. If they decide you, quote unquote, interfered with an election, or basically you cost the Democrats an election, you are now forced to sell your platform.
Yes, yes. And you know, this kind of borders on wokeism there, and you're correct. And Silicon Valley interferes with all elections in the last 10, 15 years. They interfere with all elections. They are ideologues. They are compromised. They have intelligence agencies working with them. There's no intelligence agency that could keep up with the technology that Silicon Valley or in India that Bangalore has or some of the other stuff out there, so they work with it. In fact, some of this technology was lent to the Chinese in order to create their social credit scores and their surveillance society, and the best surveillance in the world is always the cameras that the British use. And, you know, they basically know where everybody's going. So, yeah, that's the world we're jumping into, but once I've got you on UBI, and I'm generally feeding you, and I can, you know, shut your bank account down very quickly. If you're not, and I, by the way, I can put money in your account, and we want to create what we called demand creation. And this month we have to all buy white loaves of breads. Next month we all have to buy, let's say, guitars. And if you don't buy the guitar, because we intend to sell as government 50,000 guitars in the next month across the United States, that money I put for you is gone. So I take it out of your account. Either buy the guitar, or I'll pull the money out. Either buy that loaf of bread that I told you, the particular brand, or I'll pull your money out. So that's what how they'll create demand formation. I mean, it's all having. And like in my book, I talk about large government. They're not going to kill capitalism like Chairman Mao did in China in the Cultural Revolution. They're going to live off the avails of it. And that's what they're doing now. Because, you know, they're creative at this kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's all you do. Give people free stuff. They'll vote for you. And then, they'll sit there, and anytime anyone opposes it, they go, we're protecting democracy, so on and so forth. And, you know, the Greeks had trepidations about democracy 2,000 years ago, but we won't go there.
Joe, look, in closing, I gotta cut this short. Tell people how to find you, your book, all of that stuff.
Well, I can be found on the Internet. My book is The Practical MBA on Economics. I have a Twitter account. I have a YouTube station as well. And that's probably the best way. And I'm also on LinkedIn as well under my personal name. So if you look up Practical MBA, I'm all over Google, and it's not too hard to find me from there.
Brother, I appreciate you taking the time this morning. I learned a lot, and we'll do this again here soon.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on your show, Clay. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Joe. Have a blessed day.
Cheers. Bye for now.
Bye. All right, let's take a break, come back, hit the reset button, and get back to doing what we do here on The Clay Edwards Show. Welcome back into The Clay Edwards Show. Guys, Boykin Construction. I'm sorry, Boykin Contractors. I always want to say construction. Anyway, Boykin Contractors right there in Florence will do construction, roofing, remodeling, additions, repairs, decks. They work all over the central Mississippi area. Again, after a storm, you may have some minor repairs you need taken care of. There was some strong, strong wind yesterday. I was talking to my dad or my mom last night, and one of her friends said the whole front patio blew off their house. Gosh dang, the whole thing? They need to call Boykin Contractors. Look, tons of satisfied and repeat customers. They're licensed, bonded, and insured with the Mississippi Board of Contractors. And most importantly, they're a Christ-centered company with honesty and integrity. Contact Bryce over there. That's Bryce Boykin. You're going to get to talk to the owner. Y'all know how important that is. Not the middleman, not the second man, not the third man. You're going to talk to the boss man, Bryce Boykin. 601-951-7336. 601-951-7336. Check them out on Google, Facebook, etc. Just search Boykin, B-O-Y-K-I-N, Contractors on the interwebs there. That'll come out and work for you. You know, I want to thank Joe, our guest there. I know that's a little different than what we normally do here, but it's still very informative information. It's a bit futuristic, so to say, but it ain't. It sounds like it's so far down the road. COVID was a test run for all the stuff that he just talked about here. I know that's a little above some of our pay grades, mine included. I have to really, really pay attention when guys like that are talking. But they're going to try all that stuff. AI, I firmly believe AI is going to replace about 90% of these useless college degrees. And not all college degrees are useless. Like, I don't think a law degree is useless, but I think AI is going to replace a lot of them. These lawyers better get to work creating some laws to protect their butts. They just went through an entire battle in Hollywood with screenwriters getting AI stuff put in there that says these studios can't use AI. They stayed locked out almost a year. That's why you didn't get no real new movies. They kind of lost that battle too, by the way. They got very little of what they wanted. So, and based on some of the crap that's come out of Hollywood the last 5 years, AI couldn't be any worse. So, there's some people I don't feel sorry for when you lose your job. Screenwriters, y'all suck. All that woke nonsense, pushing the message to our kids. I haven't watched this Nickelodeon documentary yet about the pedophiles that run Nickelodeon. I don't need to. I've been telling y'all. Disney, Nickelodeon, all of them, allegedly. Bunch of big pedophile rings. That's what they do. Have y'all not followed Britney Spears on Instagram? Shame on you, Free Britney people. That poor girl got passed around like a blunt at Disney, allegedly. And she is broken now. I mean, man, in the late 90s, whatever, whenever Hit Me, Baby, One More Time and all that stuff came out, I was like, gosh, dang, that's the dream girl. That's what she looks like. Even if I was single right now, Britney could knock on my door, and if I'm lying, I'm dying, I'd call the police. Mm-mm. You look like you belong on Highway 80. Not down, and I don't mean the downtown Brandon Highway 80 either. I mean the Jacktown Highway 80, over from the Metro up to between the Metro, between Highway 18 and Ellis Avenue, and maybe even down to like Gallatin, that little stretch. But that's what these pedophile rings do to people. These child stars, they break them. I was watching something yesterday. Something's come out where, now it's easy to get the Corey Haimes and the Corey Feldmans confused. Corey Feldman is dead. But before he died, on the set of Lucas, he claims he was raped wide out in the open by Charlie Sheen. This stuff's been going on for years. I mean, look, I don't care where you spend your money. If you want to go give your money to Planet Fitness while they allow trannies in the bathroom, in the men, while they allow men in the women's bathroom, if you want to go do that, by all means, boo-boo, you go give them your money. If you want to take your kids to see movies with gay cartoons characters in it, pushing the agenda, the message, you do that. You want to take your kid to Disney where every female character there is played by a guy? You do it. But don't be mad when it comes back to haunt you later on. Don't say, why didn't y'all tell me what was going on down there? We have. We've been telling you. You chose not to listen. So back to the AI stuff. I saw something on the internet the other day. Some screenwriters who are losing their jobs to AI want us to feel sorry for them. I don't feel, that's the Lord's work right there. That's Jesus working. You evil people are losing your jobs. Good for you. Go to hell. Somebody said I got my Corey's mixed up here, that Corey Feldman is still alive. It's Corey Haim that's dead. Well, whichever one. One of them is explaining that the other one, the one that's still alive, is explaining that the other one got raped by Charlie Sheen. And some Crisco oil. Hey, I saw it on TikTok. It has to be true. Boy, this show comes off the rails easy. Happy belated birthday to my buddy Fred over at, from Storage 24. I missed it yesterday. Fred, love you. Happy birthday. Let's bring it back local for a minute here. Y'all remember Thomas that used to call into the show all the time? Y'all know Thomas. The raging psychopath, racist, hates white people. That Thomas. He hates white men and black women, by the way. He's a very strange character, but he does not like black women either. Thomas used to say that pedophilia only happened in white communities. Cause all those white folks is pedophiles. Well, a story broke yesterday in Canton about some pedophilia and incest. He used to like to say that we were all about incest and pedophilia. Well, this I hope Thomas saw that story. I hope Thomas is listening right now. He don't call in much anymore because, well, frankly, when he does, I don't answer because he cusses too much. And he's just mean. Here's a story. This is a black guy. Kind of bust up Thomas's narrative a little bit here. Canton man, but you want to talk about burying the headline too? WLBT buried the headline here. Canton man had sexual relations with 12-year-old cousin, authorities say. That ain't the worst part of this, I don't think. I mean, flip a coin. Then the first paragraph of the story, a Canton man has been sentenced to jail after fathering a child with a 15-year-old girl and having sexual relations with his 12-year-old cousin. Bruce Thompson, 27, of Canton, was sentenced to serve 20 years in custody of the Mississippi Department of Corrections without the possibility of early release or parole. Basically, he got 20 years per sentence. They're going to run concurrently. I guess the thought process is with each one, he could have got 10 years, you know, with good with parole and good behavior, done about 50% of the time. So they said, no, you're running concurrent with no chance of parole. You're doing 20 years for these two crimes. I don't think it's long enough. In February of 19, UMC reported to the Canton Police Department they had a 15-year-old girl who had miscarried a child while at the hospital. Canton Police began an investigation to determine who the father was. They called Maury Povich, you are the father. Who the father of the child was due to the mother being under the age of consent. The investigation and DNA testing confirmed Thompson was in fact the father. He was 22 years old at the time the baby was conceived, and the victim would have been 14. Prior to the indictment being served on the defendant, officers received a complaint from another juvenile's mother stating that Thompson had been having sex with her child since she was 12 years old. Thompson and that juvenile were cousins. Thompson, Thomas. Thomas, is this you? Have you been deflecting? Have you been deflecting, Thomas? Has this been you the whole time? Neither victim wished to testify against Thompson, who pled guilty in each case. He was sentenced to serve 20 years on each case, and that time will run concurrent. All time will be served day for day with zero chance for early release or parole. Great job to Madison, Rankin County, DA office, Bubba Bramlett, all his ADAs, good work. Would have liked to have seen life, but based on the activities that he committed going into prison, his life might not be long once he gets to prison. We'll be right back on the Clay Edwards Show. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Fun show today. Fun show today. I want to thank our guest, Joe, for coming on. I want to make sure I pronounce his last name right, man. I don't want to be disrespectful there. Joe Gulasarian for coming on and talking about the woke economy. Hey, guys, look. Watch out for these pedos out there. They're real. This is the whole thing. The stuff with Diddy, the stuff with Epstein, Weinstein, all of it. You know, y'all called us a bunch of right-wing conspiracy theorists. We told you the Pizzagate was real. It's real. Just because they made some little documentary debunking it doesn't mean it ain't real. The guy that made the documentary is the guy's boyfriend. Pay attention. Your government hates you. Whether it's the donkey or the elephant. They hate you. They're still mad at us for electing Donald Trump. That's why we must do it one more again. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll have Sean Yerkron in the studio. Coming up next, Americans for Prosperity.